Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome in to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. We'll be with you till 7 o'clock here this evening. We have a cadre of representatives from Siena Heights University, and we're going to talk about dance and cheer and stunts.
Oh, I forgot about stunts.
You forgot it? No, I never forget about stunts.
Yeah, I'm learning.
So, Fred Smith's here, and we have students and coaching staff here in the studio related to those three activities, competitions that happen at Siena Heights and, of course, at other schools as well. So we're going to start the first segment off. I was telling him, Fred, glad my wife is in here, because the first one we're going to start is with Rafe Jacobs, and he's dance. And my wife, if she knew the guy was going to talk about dance on the show, she would be here trying to cajole.
Well, you know what? You got to be impressed that you know a lot, so much about it, you know?
I do. Oh. Okay. Anyway, let's welcome in Rafe Jacobs. Welcome to the program, Rafe.
Thank you.
All right, so you're going to talk about dance. First, what year of study are you in at Siena Heights?
I am a senior this year.
Okay, and so have you been involved in the dance competitions for a few years?
Or yep, all 4 years.
All 4 years, okay. So how did you get involved, or what? No, not involved. How did you pique your interest as far as dance is concerned?
Well, I was a really energetic kid, and my mom just kind of threw me into dance, and that kind of stuck, and here we are.
Okay, so do you know how to glide them across the floor? I've heard that phrase before, you know, kind of. This would be an old connection, Fred, kind of Fred Astaire-ish. They don't know who that is.
No, Ginger Rogers, no?
No, they don't know
so,
that.
So, Rafe, I'm just late to the show. Are you a participant, or are you kind of coaching the team?
I will be coaching next year.
Okay.
But as of right now, I am a participant on the team.
Okay, good. I got a little help from Coach here, as usual. I'm looking at you. You're from Owosso, Michigan, mm-hmm. and yep. you're a senior.
Rafe, can I get you to? Yeah, there you go.
So, good. So, when you were at Owosso, first, what attracted you to come to Siena?
Well, I really wanted a school with a strong musical theater program as well
right.
as a dance team.
Right. Wow. Now, you've obviously done the competitive dance. Have you done much of musical theater at Siena?
Yeah. Actually, we are putting on a production of Hamlet in a couple weeks now, and I will be playing Laertes. So.
Oh, my goodness.
If y'all could come see that, that'd be great.
Oh, this is so impressive, Rafe. So your major at Siena is musical theater.
Yes.
And you've been in shows all through your 4 years?
That's right.
Oh, man, that's such a strong program we have over at the university. So did you get involved with the dance team right away, too?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, we've had quite a tradition in dance at Siena, and it sounds like we've gotten off to a good start this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually had a double win at Lourdes this past weekend. The 19th, yes.
Yeah, I was just looking it up here, and you started at Concordia, your third out of fifth, and then you were at Lourdes on the
19th.
Yeah, so we got to get Josh, he's not here, to make sure this is accurate. But said we were on the 29th, we were first to fifth at the Halo. What is this? Is this last year's?
I think that's last year's.
Last year's. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. So what? We're a little bit behind.
Yeah,
all right, so you started. So when was your first competition?
For
this year, this
for
season.
This year. All right. It was the 19th at Lourdes.
Okay. And, wow, so you guys got off to a bang.
Yeah, we did.
And you guys what's the strength of your team, and how many are on your dance team?
Right now, we only have six, so we're kind of hurting for members. But I think our strength right now really is just the energy that we bring.
Right. Is it a pretty experienced crew?
Yeah, I'd say so.
And what is your role? What's your particular role with the dance team?
Tricks, I guess.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I do everything.
You do everything.
Do you have moves?
I got some moves.
Okay. I was just, you know, I figured you had to have some moves, right?
So, how do you keep your schedule together, being involved in plays and intercollegiate athletics plus studying?
I'm not the most organized person you'll meet, but this year I've been pretty good with keeping everything together.
So Coach is right over my shoulder here. Coach, who kind of heads the dance team?
So it's myself, and I have an assistant coach, Nicole, and okay. She really focuses on all the technical aspects with the team.
And what's Nicole's last name?
Nicole Miller.
Okay, and how long has she been with us?
So this is her second year with us.
You know, one of the things that when you took over a couple of years ago, dance had already been pretty, you know, we've had a good tradition in dance. How do you keep that going?
It's a lot of work,
yeah.
And it's a lot of recruiting, and because it's kind of hard to recruit for NAIA when we're competing against, you know, U of M and Michigan State,
right,
and those bigger schools, because that's where people want to go. But there's a bigger tryout process for those bigger schools, whereas when you come to Siena, you can be on a team, and it's an actual sport at Siena. So that's
right.
That's something that's really marketable for our students because it's not considered a sport at all other schools too.
So when have you had many people like Rick that have been involved with musical theater at Siena?
Absolutely. There's always been a few. We have a couple on the team this year, and all the past years we've had a few as well. And you have to be kind of good at time management to be able to balance both, because you're basically doing like two majors in a sense. You know, we almost have practice every day, and then they have rehearsal every day on top of classes. So it is a lot, but it's doable.
Well, you know, and then obviously so much of dance is the theatrical part of it.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, John talked about these cheer, dance, I guess, and now stunt. I don't know if you do. I think we've separated now, at least at the conference level, our cheer and dance championships,
yes.
Haven't we?
Yep, so they will be on two different days. Dance will be March 9th, and cheer will be March 10th.
Okay, and where will they be this year?
So we are hosting WAC Conference this year.
Oh, wow, what a thrill for this community. That's great to hear, because it's always a really well-attended, energetic, it's just I kind of feel sorry for you, Coach. That's an administrative challenge, but still it's an awesome thing to be at home for sure.
Yeah, it's a long day, but again, we get to market Siena, and you know, we bring people in, and we're actually doing our recruit signing day for the cheer and dancers that are going to be coming in 2024 after the conference.
Boy, that's awesome. So what's the schedule like if we're starting with dance? To really, you want to peak toward the ninth, I assume, and to get the scores necessary to get to the national.
Yes. So, so far, every single competition that we've had, we have improved our scores, which is great. So we're on that uphill climb right now. We will be at Lawrence Tech this weekend, and we're hoping to improve our score even more. We actually made some changes today at practice, and we think that it's going to be for the better, and it's going to really make a strong, clean routine.
Well, it seems like, hasn't Aquinas been our big challenge over the years?
Absolutely. Aquinas is always the big challenge for dance when it comes to us. So they are kind of the ones that everyone is trying to get up there.
Yeah, we've always been, you know, right at nipping at their heels, but how many schools do we have dancing in the WAC now?
So, well, we are starting to get a couple new ones. They haven't been announced yet,
right.
But as far as the teams go, it's typically us, Aquinas, Lourdes, Lawrence Tech, then you have Point Park, Concordia,
Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Yep, so there's a few in there, and then like I said, there's going to be a couple more adding on, so we're excited.
Yeah, just because you have cheer doesn't mean you necessarily have dance.
Right, yep, exactly. So there are some different teams versus the different conferences.
So we'll get her back here. Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
So, John, I'm going to slip it over to you here.
Well, one of the things I wanted to ask, what time does the competition start, and where is it held? Is it held at the field house or the championships?
So I have a meeting about that on Friday, so I don't have details until Friday.
Okay, well, you're going to get it out there once you get the details.
Well, I can tell you in the past, being an old has-been AD, that the field house always seemed to be a good venue.
Yes.
Because of our different floors, they have these stages. They have to have these warm-up,
yeah.
timed warm-ups. And because of the, you know, the size of the field house, and you have all these different teams with their gatherings and their food and everything else, kind of like a travel volleyball tournament, but it gives them room to all warm up. And I'm assuming that's all you're going to be checking on, because it's a tremendous place to have the event for sure. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, is that a Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday?
Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Go ahead, John.
Lots to see and do. I mean, I'm just curious because, you know, I know nothing. So.
Yeah, usually you would start, you know, it used to start earlier because you mm-hmm. tried to fit both competitions at once.
Yeah.
Now when you're doing, you know, and that was always Mayor Sword, I guess, Angie, his big thing is she really wanted to separate cheer and dance. She mm-hmm. felt they should stand on their own merits. And now Coach here is doing a third thing, you know, God bless, and that's done. But kind of highlight the rest of your schedule toward, you know,
Lawrence Tech, Concordia, and then WAC.
So for you, do you get to know the other dance teams pretty well?
Not on like a personal level, but we do. We do intermingle a little bit, and you know, everything's always in good sport.
Yeah, I've always felt that even though everybody is always, it's one of the unique sports, John. In that, in a sense, you only got to watch. I don't know how to explain this, but for somebody like me, they all look pretty good. But then I'd always look at Angie's face or to really see at the end how they did because of the technical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe some of that technical stuff that is really judged?
Well, we usually go on a point basis from our turns, our leaps, and just the overall difficulty and like quality of movement.
Right.
And they're usually separated into three categories about a turn sequence. Which is usually turns in second, a team turn altogether, and then a team leap. And then each, we have three different genres in each combo. We do jazz, hip hop, and pom. And those are also on a 10-point scale.
Wow. And so you have to, Coach, you have to kind of build your routine for all that.
Yes.
All right. Talk about your teammates. Can you, you know, like who are some of the people on the team?
Well, there's me. There's our team captain, Liv. She's great. We have three freshmen. Bree, Hannah, and Liv. Caitlin. And then Kaya, who's a sophomore.
I mean, I was kind of, you know, I have no familiarity with it at all. But see, the things that I remember is like maybe a figure skating competition where they had compulsory figure requirements. And then it was degree of difficulty. Is that some of that enters into it?
Yes. We do get scored based on the difficulty of the tricks and the routine.
And do you work with a partner or are you simply by yourself?
So we I mean, technically we're by ourselves, but we're all like scored like overall
the
as a group.
Group is, you're yes. all on the floor at the same time, so it's kind of like
yeah.
a, okay, group dance, and you got a choreographer, you got a choreographed with one another on the floor, right?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Well, I, you know.
Well, you know, one of the tough things, John, is these scores because all across the NAIA, the conferences are all having their conference competitions and meets, but they use a generic score. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes scores in certain areas are higher. Mm-hmm. I used to hear this all from Angie, you know, and that was a hard thing because you're not, until you get to nationals, you're not really competing, though you try to maybe compete with some people mm-hmm. that you'll see. But that's the hard thing in all these sports, especially cheer, too. So who's the big competition other than Aquinas in the league?
Definitely.
Madonna right now.
Well, Madonna right now. But also St. Ambrose, definitely.
Now, are they in our conference, too, or they're...
So they're in a region.
They're in a region. And so we'll do a regional yep. championship. Where will that be?
That will be at Aquinas.
Yeah, and that'll probably be a week or two after.
A week after.
The week after. Wow. So you guys are really pointing toward mid-March, huh?
Yeah.
Just kind of doing a quick review, how have we done the past few years? Have we sent a team out to Dance Nationals in the last few years?
It has been since a couple of years.
Okay. So this is the goal, right?
Yep. Yeah. It definitely has been hard, though, because of COVID, they definitely took less teams
yes.
for Nationals. So,
Is recruiting for the dance team, is that, I mean, I'm sure you must recruit. How does that happen?
So,
great question.
A lot of social media, to be honest. We get on Instagram, TikTok. We're scouting students. We go to different recruitments and combines and stuff like that. Rafe's actually went with us a few different times. And then my assistant coach, Anthony, does primarily all the recruiting, and he's phenomenal at it. I mean, he brings in students from all over, but it's a constant basis of contacting them, like blowing up their phone every single week until finally you get a response. And then from there, once we get them on campus is normally when it's kind of like the sealed deal. So the hardest part is getting them on campus. Once we get them on campus, it's kind of done from there, really.
So there's really no high school dance competitions, is that right?
I mean, there are, but it's not a lot. It's more like studio competitions.
Yes, within studios, because in cheer, from the cheer standpoint in the state of Michigan, that's
yeah, almost every school has a cheer team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, what? That is interesting.
It's very different.
I bet, yeah. I mean, you know.
So really, a lot of times your athletes really can help you recruit athletes.
Oh, my gosh, tremendously. We definitely tell them that they do more of the recruiting than they really think, like just by having friends. And Logan can even talk about that because Logan actually has a few friends coming on for cheer. But them knowing people is also very helpful for us bringing them in because then they can sell our program and then the school too.
Right.
Well, Rafe, I want to thank you for being on this part of the show. We're going to take a break now, and Logan is on deck.
Yeah, Rafe, I really want to congratulate all you've done for the school over the past 4 years.
Thank you.
And looking forward to your, what date is that, the Hamlet premiere?
Oh, that will be the 8th, 9th, and 10th at 7 p.m.
February?
February, yes.
Wow. You got an next. And are you planning to graduate this spring?
Yes.
Good for you. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to be back with more of Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. We'll be right back.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with Iyett Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
At Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Children's Services provides evidence-based therapeutic interventions such as parent management training, the organ model, trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, also known as EMDR, and infant mental health. To access our services or utilize our 24/7 crisis line, please call 517-263-8905 or visit us at lcmha.org.
Santa, did you hear that DNP Communications is trying to compete with you?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, in December they're doing a 25-day giveaway. Everything from gadgets to gift cards.
Oh, they're not competing, they're helping. Just like they've helped connect people to what matters most since 1898. Why don't you tell everyone how they can enter?
Go to DPCOMM.com/Christmas to learn more.
Welcome back into Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave at 965thecave.com. All right, up next, it is the cheer. Yay, yay, yay. We got Logan Parks with us. And we were just talking in the studio during the break. You come from a famous cheering school. Tell us all about that.
I did cheer at Hudson from 7th grade to my senior year.
Yeah, you're like state champion, aren't you? Or
Yeah, three times.
That's all they do down there is win state championships and everything, man. Logan, there's a pretty famous coach down there.
Kelly.
Okay, is that who is your coach?
Kelly Bailey was my coach.
Okay, good. Okay, and I mean that just because I know the tradition is very strong. So, so you've been involved in cheer since your seventh grade. Did you play any other sports there?
I kind of did volleyball from like 7th to 9th grade, and then I did track from 7th to senior year as well.
Right, so like any, you were involved in a lot of things. What attracted you to Siena?
I'm not going to lie, one of my friends was like committing there, and I already wanted to like stay close to home after I got done with middle college, because, I don't know, I'm kind of a family person, and she committed to Siena for cheer, and then I found out that Siena had a really good social work program. Right. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to message the coach. And then I did, and then, yeah. Right.
So what is middle college for somebody like me that doesn't know what that is?
It's a program that I joined my sophomore year of high school, and you basically just take college classes all throughout, like, your high school years, and then you'll have, like, a 13th year of, like, you'll just gain more credits, and it'll go through your
You do that right at Hudson?
Yeah.
Wow, what a program.
Yeah.
So how many credits did you come into Siena with?
I think it was 23.
Wow, congratulations
it
to you.
It was kind of hard with the COVID and stuff.
As I'm breaking up the studio here. Thanks, Coach. talk about your experience thus far.
It's been really fun and very different from high school cheer. I really liked getting to know everybody. I don't know, I just like it a lot.
So what is different from the high school?
For MHSAA, we scream words. And, like, here we just count numbers while we're going to music. It's, like, different. And then we had three rounds in high school. it was like round one, you were just doing motions and jumps. Round two was motions, jumps, and then standing tumbling. And then round three was all of it together. And then here, everything is just into one with music. So it's just one routine instead of three.
So how, you know, you guys opened up a couple weeks back. Talk about your season thus far.
Started off pretty okay, I think. Had a couple setbacks. And then at Madonna, we just, I don't know, it was a great time. We did pretty good, I think.
So you started at, yeah. Was it Lords at home or were you at Lords?
We were at Lords.
And was that like a, just a kind of early season competition between you and Lords? And as we, John and I, it's about, it would be great to win, but the main thing is getting a good score. How was your initial performance?
I don't know. We were roughly in the low 70s. I think it was either 74. Which is, it's not the greatest score. You want to be like mid 80s to make it to nationals.
So then you came right back a couple days later, and were you at Siena on the 21st? Mm-hmm. And who all was there, Coach?
So we actually saw the same teams there. It was Lords, Point Park, and ourselves. So
yeah, so you had but like a group of three of you bang battling away.
Yep.
And how'd we do?
So we got second place. You know, the better thing was we went from 74 to 77. So we made improvement, and I think a lot of our – we have a really young team this year, all sophomore and freshmen. And so I think that really got the jitters out of them. So, you know, that led us into our third competition.
Which was this past weekend at Madonna, right?
Yep.
So, how many schools were up there?
Yeah, so we were one of six and we were one of seven. I wasn't counting ourselves there, but it went really well. We got first place there. We actually beat Lords, who beat us twice, so it was really nice to get a little bit of
congratulations, man.
And then with that came, you know, our highest score in Siena Heights history of 86.10.
She broke school record this weekend.
We did.
Boy, Angie'd be loved to hear that, too.
She was very happy to hear
that. That's awesome, boy. You guys are really off to a great start. How many times, I mean, looking at your schedule here, and you have really one, two, three competitions until conference.
Yeah.
So how many times do you practice a week?
We practice four times a week. I think, is it going to be like five now?
No, we'll probably keep it at
five. Okay. We practice four times a week. It's usually Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays. And then sometimes we'll have a comp or so on Sundays and Saturdays and stuff. But they're each about like 2 hours.
You know, I notice, coaches, that even at football games, you have some sideline people just to ramp the spirit up. And then I even thought I saw last Saturday some cheer people there. So talk about how you incorporate that part of it with the competitive part of it, Coach.
Yeah, so when August hits and we're doing sideline football, because sideline's not a sport, we actually get to stretch out our season a little bit, get started a little earlier. And so we have all of our teams come together and we'll do football sideline. When October hits is when we do a tryout, and that's where we find the separation of teams. So the students that are very highly skilled in tumbling will move on to the competitive cheer if that's what they wish. Students that have a really strong stunting background will move over to stunt. And then students who want more of like a relaxed experience during college will stick with sideline.
Oh, that's awesome. It was good to see, because one of the things I miss, John, and you got to know this with all the high school basketball, that you see, there's a lot of times you go to games, there's no cheerleaders anymore.
Right.
You know, it's kind of weird how that is. And that, a lot of it is because of the schools having to incorporate how to handle both the sideline and the competitive, because kids can't be everywhere all at once, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how is your experience? Do you live at Hudson or do you live on campus?
I live on campus.
Good. So what's the biggest adjustment you've had to college?
Honestly, wearing shoes in the shower and not seeing my family every day and then having to walk outside to get food.
Yeah.
I mean, like, just going downstairs, that was really great.
Right. So
Well, it sounds like those are all pretty manageable.
Yeah.
Right.
So have you started with your social work program at all?
I took Intro to Social Work my first semester, and I'm now taking the Child Welfare Services class, which I believe will give me a certificate in child welfare.
And how do you feel so far? Is it what you've expected? Or?
I didn't really know much about it. I just knew that it was, like, helping people with maybe, like, traumatic backgrounds and stuff like that. And I've been interested in helping people, but, like, not in the medical field at all, because that just sounds crazy. I don't know. So, yeah, I've liked it a lot so far.
Well, I have a question. You know, the routine that you just did where you set the school record, is that like a routine that you have and you keep it and you tweak it maybe a little bit because this is a pretty good routine for you guys? I'm not sure how this works.
Yeah.
You're not going to try too much radically different?
Yeah, we just tweak it to make it more, I guess, fun to watch or higher in skills or honestly just like anything to make it like more flashy for the eyes too.
Do you sometimes like video your practices so you
Oh yeah, there's so many videos of practice. And then you study them and like see what you're doing wrong, see what you can do better and everything like that.
And your teammates, this is all integrated, right, isn't it? Mm-hmm. With I mean, it's like the dance. You're all
moving
with one purpose in mind.
Oh, yeah. Plus, like, especially with the pyramids and stuff, it takes everybody. Everyone has to do their job.
You all did really well. What was about that routine that got you the school record that kind of stuck out?
We definitely had way more energy than we usually, like, in the past we did. And then we had fun, which was another thing. And we got zero deductions.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Zero, that's a...
Yeah.
It's not like golf, Fred. You don't want the low score. it's not like that at all. So... And so that's something that you guys may revisit later on in the season. At least you got it in your back pocket, right?
Yeah.
Boy, I can't get over, Coach, your squad. You know, just reading the roster here, I'm trying to count around 32 people on there, which, you know, they really identify whether they're sideline competition, one or the other. But out of those 27 are freshmen and sophomores. You guys must have gone to work recruiting.
Yeah,
18 freshmen, 9 sophomores. So you're really building quite a program here.
Oh, yeah. And my goal this year is about 22 again. So.
Right.
I mean, but there are a couple of Lenawee County schools that have a history of strong competition in cheer. Hudson was one of them. Onsted, maybe?
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe that helps a little bit in recruiting that you don't have to go so, because there's, strong competitors in the area.
Yeah, I definitely rely a lot on local talent, especially, you know, kind of, you know, with the sideline season, I'm able to grab, you know, athletes that got into cheer maybe later, or maybe they're not that experienced, and we can kind of start off with just raw skill, and sometimes we get a diamond in the rough, and we, you know, they end up becoming really competitive athletes. So we also have that opportunity as well with sideline where we can bring in kind of some raw skill and really hone in on skills once they're here.
So one question I'm curious about, I'm going to ask you, are you a topper?
Like a flyer?
No, are you on top of the pyramid?
Oh,
are you
I'm mid. I stand on somebody, but I also hold somebody up.
Okay, I just, you know, wonder, you know, who's the peaker?
Emily Bays.
Oh, okay.
And she's from Addison.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go.
And looking at this roster... it reminds me, I hate to tell you, Coach, I'm kind of on one of my rosters. I coached for 30 years. We really concentrated on the state of Michigan. Most of our people were from Michigan, a couple from Ohio. That's what it looks like you. You're most from Michigan, I think one from Indiana, one from Ohio.
Yep.
And that means, obviously, you got a good pipeline going. But what's really kind of unique in doing this program every week, John and I will run into, like, our soccer team that's international. Everybody has a different... You know, it's really kind of cool, you know. So that's when I heard from earlier about students recruiting students. That seems that happens a lot here.
Yeah, yeah. And another thing is you know, the cheer world kind of drags you in, right? So after college, there's not too many avenues for a collegiate cheerleader to go. So a lot of them tend to become coaches at the high school level.
Yes.
And a lot of us that were under Angie's wing when she was the coach, you know, they're all coaches now. One of them is in Lowell, one's in Blissfield, you know, one's at Sand Creek. So
that's
awesome. It's like you get that network now.
Your own network.
Who've been on this team, they're now coaches. They're also feeding their students, and you know, we can talk about our experience with the program, and it, that word of mouth is just it grows exponentially.
So were you disappointed at all that you didn't get to scream anymore?
No. That is like, oh my goodness, takes your breath away like so fast.
I mean,
I'm still out of breath.
In high school, did they judge you on how loud you were? Oh, okay.
Yeah, like inflection.
Okay.
Just thinking about it.
See, she's
happy. I don't know how to use like my not throat voice either. Like everyone's like, use your diaphragm. I'm like, how? I don't know how. So I would lose my voice really easy, too.
Oh, so they haven't been recruiting you over to theater program at all, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately, no.
Well, so remind me again, what's left for the team? You're going to wrap things up in March. Is that mm-hmm. So you're like everybody else. And is it not supposed to say this? Oh, my good. March Madness? Oh, you can't. Is it kind of like March Madness?
Mm-hmm. It's, I guess you can kind of say that. I mean, there is this really crazy spring break cheer fest, you know, and that's a great time. A lot of people go down to Florida. Everyone's on the beach. They're
right.
Stunting, throwing girls in the air. I mean, it's a pretty awesome. So, I mean, that's madness in itself if you want to go there.
Okay.
So is that part of something you guys have done as a team?
It's something we've done as a team in the past. It's not part of NAI, so it does
right.
have to come out of fundraising.
Yeah, that's called the AC.
NCA.
Yeah.
And it's very costly. And if you're not really like one of the top teams, almost it's not really worth going there.
Well, it might be interesting to see them throwing girls everywhere, you know.
It is. Yeah, it is fun to watch.
Yeah, so and I remember when we first got into it, you know, and Angie was very instrumental, and as you know, Coach, but getting the NAIA involved mm-hmm. and having our own brand of mm-hmm. cheer dance and now stunt, which, you know, I guess we'll hear about later. What a beautiful child. But it looks like, John, to answer your question, the team will be at Lawrence Tech on the 4th, and Indiana Wesleyan on the 10th, and our best friends up in Ann Arbor, Concordia, which has kind of always been, I hate to say it, they've been really quite the strength of the WAC, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely the team to beat, and, you know, I think this year Lords and us will be right up there neck and neck with them, and you know, we're on year 2 of recruitment. I hope year 3 really gives them a run for their money. But
I bet you they know about your score already.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, you know, honestly, at this point, I think anyone, if everyone's on their game, it could be a really close call. So, you know, just the cautious part is to don't slip up.
Right.
Well, okay, we're going to have to take a break, and we're going to be back with the last segment. We're going to talk about stunts. This should be really good, so keep it tuned here. You're listening to Siena Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
If you're looking to truly make a positive impact on the community, consider a career at Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority. We're seeking dedicated individuals to join our team and provide essential mental health services to our community. Your skills and empathy will be the key to helping individuals on their path to resilience, recovery, wellness, and self-determination. Make a difference where it matters most and be a force for positive change. Apply online at lcmha.org or find us on Indeed. Master's and bachelor's level social workers are highly encouraged to apply.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-thru, 3 locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
Life as a farmer has many sides. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer, to help farmers and ranchers stay profitable and protected. With Nationwide, you can feel confident you're getting coverage that fits your operations needs. Find out how to help protect your farm or ranch. Call us today.
D.S. Johnson & Associates, located in Adrian, Morencia, Monroe. Give them a call today at 517-263-2582.
For your many sides, there's Nationwide. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Products and discounts not available to all persons in all states.
Welcome back in to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Last segment of the show. Now we are talking stunts. Not the kind that I would feel comfortable with, but stunts nonetheless. So we have Anthony Teague, who has already been on with us. Are you the stunt coach?
Well, I'm the assistant, so Coach Liz is the head of all of it. We have a stunt GA specifically, and I guess technically my title is head sideline, just because we're married and, you know, conflict of employment.
Oh, I see.
I'm the head sideline coach, and so, but my role acts as an assistant to anything she needs.
You know, it's really, looking at your bio here, Anthony, it's pretty impressive what you've accomplished. You know, you came from Addison, but you're on the cheerleading all-decade team, and was a member of student government and student ambassador admission. So you can see how recruiting has really been something special for you.
Yeah, you know, Sienna has the opportunity kind of pitch, and it really is the place of opportunity. When I came here and I realized I was worth opportunities, you know, and they let me take every opportunity I could, it just helped me flourish from there.
Well, you know, so I just have a question. I know we announced stunt, and I remember over at Adrian College, I think they had acro and tumbling, see? A stunt team, and the NAIA announced stunt, maybe, what is it? So just talk about where we are in this process, and is the seasons pretty much parallel the cheer and dance?
Yeah, so the season's actually a spring sport, and they do that for Title IX, so it gives another spring sport for all female.
Gotcha.
So, and this isn't co-ed like normal, like our competitive cheer, so this is all female sport, so it adds that extra female sport to it.
Gotcha.
So their seasons, technically, they can scrimmage around February, and they go all the way to about April, May into their season.
So where are we in the process of developing? I know we just started a stunt program.
Yeah, so last year it was kind of up in the air. My goal was to get about 5 students in that were that had interest. Obviously, we had some students that were currently on the team that were interested in well. But this year, we kind of, I think we're, what are we at? We're just... We have 20 on the team, but what is our actual? We're not a full varsity sport yet, so I don't know what we're at. But anyway, the goal is to get to be a full varsity sport and get into a conference, because currently right now we don't have a conference.
Right, and the stunt thing is NAIA sponsored, right?
Yeah.
And so what I hear you saying is the WAC, there's not we do have some WAC teams that are stunting.
Because you know Concordia has a stunt team, so does Aquinas, and they're currently looking to get a conference built. I do think there is like a spot, like one more team, and they can get a conference going, but we're just not there yet to get into the conference and really go full swing with it.
So can you kind of describe the activities involved in stunt? Or you mentioned, you know, I not that you shouldn't be technical, but so I could understand.
Yeah, so stunt is, it kind of goes back to Logan's high school roots, where there's multiple rounds to it. And unlike competitive cheer, which is a 2.5-minute routine, there's music going, it's very flashy and showy, stunt really breaks it down and goes back to the derivative of basic cheer and what that means. So they break it into multiple quarters. Quarter one is only going to be stunting. So a group of girls together, they're going to be having a flyer in the air, 3 bases, one of them being the back spot, and they're going to basically do the same routine as another team. They're both going to be on the same mat, same time, head-to-head battle. And the judges are looking down the middle, and they're looking to see which team has the most deductions, who's falling out of line, who's looking a little sloppier, and then whatever team has the cleanest execution will get a point for that round.
So, trying to place it in my mind, does this thing have any kind of relationship to something like Cirque du Soleil, where you're doing throwing people around and that kind of thing?
So you can get into that. So while quarter one is just stunting, you get into quarter three, that's going to be jumps. Quarter two is going to be pyramids and baskets. So a basket, you load a girl in, you toss them in the air. It's a full release. They're in the air for a while, and they're doing some kind of trick, whether it be a backflip, a twisting layout, or a toe touch. So it can look like, but you're not technically throwing them from one group to the next group, if you will.
I was just, you know, had that going through my mind. So
I just
trying to grasp it. So,
And what's the third? Where do you go from the third thing?
Yeah, so one group, one quarter is just stunting. Another quarter is jumps and tumbling or flips. And the next quarter is the pyramids and baskets. The fourth quarter is going to be a compilation of all of them. Each quarter, you have 8 rounds that you can learn, but it's a volley. Like, so quarter one, the coaches are going to volley between those 8 rounds, and we're going to get a chance to select 2 for each team. So if we got the heads on the coin toss, it's our call. We might call round 2 because we know our team can hit that really well. After that round's over, the next coach is going to call what round they feel they can beat us at. And then once those 4 rounds are called, then you go into that next quarter.
Wow. And so... it's basically the judges score by deductions. Is that?
Yes, exactly. So, you know, they're looking down. If they see one step out of line, or maybe one arm motion that doesn't look right, you know, they have that keen sense that they can notice that right away. And you're looking at synchrony here too, right? So you have about 3 groups on each half of the mat. And when you see something out of sync, boom, right there, that's a deduction, and that's how they're able to call which team should get that point.
So, Coach, out of your 32 student-athletes that are involved in your cheer program, that's what I counted, somewhere around there, how many of them may participate in stunt?
So for the requirements for stunt, you need a minimum of 12 students.
Yeah, so that's what our goal is, to getting 12.
Yeah, yep.
Which means if you get 12, you probably need some subs. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. And so you, with that being said, you can have a maximum roster of 36 on stunt.
Ah.
And that's because, for example, we might have students who only can stunt. They can't flip. So we won't play those players
in
the other quarters. So you really have the capabilities of really playing the students to their strengths. Unlike competitive cheer, once that student's on the mat, we're being judged at every category that they're doing. You know, we get judged by the number of players who are on there. And, for example, we need to have about 51% of them being able to flip, or we get less of a score. So with stunt, you have that capability. Unfortunately, with competitive cheer, we have to judge it on, you know, well, we have X amount of tumblers, so this is how big our mat size can be based off of tumbling. But stunt, we can really just plug and play.
So when you run into student athletes out there that are maybe, because there's probably not a lot of high school stunt programs, right?
Correct. Not in our side of the town, at least.
Right. You say this young athlete could be great at that. So yep. Is that the type of things you're...
Yeah. So when I'm talking to recruits, you know, I'm very transparent with them. You know, at this point in time right now, since stunt is new on our side of the U.S., you have to build the awareness. And competitive cheer is held at this pedestal. It's like, this is the peak of cheer.
Right.
But then I'm also really transparent with these students. Like, hey, if you don't have a round off back tuck, your chances of making mat are slim. Let me utilize your skills in stunt. Here's what it's about. Here's how you can make yourself feel excellent. You know, I can play you to your strengths right where you need to be. And I think this year we really have a good wealth of students that are coming in that have a good realization of where they're at.
So the students can specialize in a particular movement, and just that, and they can really hone that to something that they might not do any other kind of movement other
correct
than that.
Yeah, yes, a student might come in and all they do is they go in and they put someone's foot on their head and that's all they do of the whole entire competition. It's really just kind of how we play the players, and you know, we can play them how we want, but I'm also not going to put a girl into, you know, six different rounds and then they're gassed by the time we're at the end. So you know your higher skilled athletes, you're going to probably play them in rounds like 5, 6, 7, 8. And then, you know, your athletes that are still getting into the grind and still understanding it, you're going to play them in the easier rounds, 1, 2, 3, 4.
So what I heard you say, Coach, that Aquinas and Concordia are involved in this somewhat
now.
And Siena, and we're looking, you know, probably around the region for other stunt teams. So, you know, it'd be great to have somebody to compete directly with without having to travel all over.
Yeah, because with stunt, it's round robin, so you have to play every team in your conference at least once. So, you know, that's one of the things. It will require a lot of travel. I do know, you know, sometimes a school will host and they'll have, you know, three different teams there, and you'll do all three matchups just so you don't have to travel as much. So you can do that as well.
I haven't looked up from the NAIA level, but how many institutions are involved in stunt and within the NAI. Do you know that?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, we're still so new. We haven't even done.
Yeah,
that,
I just
that
was
deep.
Curious, you know, because, you know, I mean, because you got to, but, you know, that'll be interesting. But gosh, you guys are talking about juggling. You're juggling a lot of things right now.
Yeah, well, I am really excited for stunt. It definitely does help maintain the roster. You know, when we only had competitive cheer, you know, with the numbers I'm bringing in, we're typically going to be around 10, 15 for competitive cheer. Well, you figure I bring 40 students there, you know, I'm telling a lot of people, hey, you're not competing this year. That sometimes dwindles the interest, and students will go and find a program where they can compete. Now that we have stunt, we have a home for them, and it helps retain that roster.
Is there like a room for like a jack of all trades in stunt, or do you really have to be a specialist?
You can have a jack of all trades. You know, you might have the tumbling skills, you might have the stunting skills, you might have the good jumps and everything like that. It really is all the plays down to like where we feel that student is best fit. There's a lot of strategy behind it, but you know, I probably would limit a student to a little bit just because you don't want to burn them out. You want to make sure that they're excelling at every round they do. But yes, you can definitely be in jack of all trades.
I mean, maybe once you might need a jack of all trades if you have perhaps maybe some injuries on the squad where you're trying to work through that kind of thing?
Yep, absolutely. That's why, you know, while most of the time each round you're going to have about 12 students out, so three groups, but, you know, we're probably going to have a roster about 24, so there'll be a replacement group for a group or anything like that. But, yeah, you definitely can have jack-of-all-trades, and, you know, a lot of our comp cheerleaders are basically jack-of-all-trades. You know, Logan here, she can stunt, she can flip, she can fly, she can do it all, so.
And so she mentioned on that cheer thing, she said one of the reasons you guys set a state school record is no deductions. How often does that happen? Does that happen a lot or not so much?
Well, you know, our first year we took over, we had a pretty much zero deduction year.
Whoa.
But, you know, at that point in time, we also had a very simplistic routine. You know, it's when you start getting into, you know, pushing yourself to that next level that you can start getting into those deductions. You know, you're trying new skills. You're trying to set the bar and go higher in your rubric. And sometimes when, you know, we're going out there, you know, we might slip up on a stunt. A flyer's foot might fall. You know, someone doing a backflip might touch the ground. That'll get us a deduction. So, you know, you can practice all day, every day, but there's always that opportunity where we might have that one slip up.
Well, so when's your next competition, like locally, where people might be able to see you in action?
So locally we'll probably be in about 3 weeks at Concordia. That's going to be the closest. Otherwise you're gonna have to wait till WAC. This weekend we're going to be at Lawrence Tech in Southfield.
But the WAC tournament, the Saints are hosting, right?
We're hosting it, yeah.
Okay.
And that will be in the field house.
Yeah, we'll have two solid days of dance one day, cheer the next.
Yep, that's correct.
And that really will fit. Now, and regionals will be up at Aquinas the next week, so you're really pointed. Now, how do you, and I know we're getting toward the end here, but I got to ask this question. How do you handle coaching during the spring break, which is right before then?
Yeah, I'm going to let head coach handle this one because she's got to handle the madness.
So it is crazy. However, this year we have a little bit of an enticement because we are going to be taking them to Florida.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to end with competing at Concordia, and then we're going to have practice, go to Florida for about 4 days, come home,
get ready, yeah.
And then we're going to be at WAC. So it should be a good little refresher. But the 3 days we're back prior to WAC, they both cheer and dance teams will be practicing about 2 to 3 times a day.
Yeah, and when, you know, let's be truthful, I remember those days when we would have to get ready to go to nationals and basketball, and we'd be over break. You know, we had to be there anyhow, so we were paying them to, we had to pay their meals. So
yep.
What's the difference of probably going somewhere? It's almost like a camp for you.
Yeah.
In some ways, and then good weather, you know.
And it'll be good team bonding, too. So.
Oh, good. Well, good. It sounds like great. Congratulations on you, Logan, and all you guys, the Teague, the Power family of cheer
and
dancing.
You
guys are very impressive, and what a beautiful young boy Apollo we have here. So well-mannered, didn't even know he was here.
He says thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. All the best going forward.
Thank you for having us.
All right, that's going to wrap up the show for this evening. This is John Kane for the gang, Fred Smith and Logan Parks and Anthony Teague and
Liz Teague.
Thanks for being in the studios. And remember, once again, Monday evening, 6 p.m. right here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com, we'll have another edition of Saints Sports Weekly. Have yourselves a great evening.